Welcome to Let's Talk Cricket Season 1, Episode 35. It's the Delhi Capitals versus the Kolkata Knight Riders at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. The pitch looks good and the team should score 160 plus. 180 might be a winning one. What will the teams do after winning the toss? Will they bat or will they chase? Both would want to bat first on that wicket and put runs on the board. KKR have 2 wins and 3 losses. They would want to win tonight and put points on the table. Let's talk about the matchups tonight. Rana is due for a good innings. It should be Rabada against Rana. It would be a fantastic contest. And the short one from Rabada get the wicket of Rana. It's Ishan Sharma vs Shubman Gill. Ishant was pretty good in the last match against the RCB. 4 overs, 1 for 26, an excellent spell. Can Ishant pick up Gill? The ball that holds the line can get Shubman Gill. Ishant is very good. He hits the deck hard. Both the openers can trust the bounce and score off him on the up. Ishant is very good against the left-handers. The way deliveries can get the wicket of Rana. A bold or a catch to punt. It's going to be Akshar Patel against Owen Morgan. A false shot from Morgan and he could be holed out or long gone or mid-wicket. What about at the death overs? It's Russell versus Rabada. Can Rabada pick up Russell? A Yorker? He can get him bold or LBW. Is it going to be the six-sitting muscle Russell putting up a show tonight? When Delhi Capitals are batting, it's going to be Pat Cummins against Shaw and Dhawan. With his in-swingers, if there is movement in the pitch, and with his pace, can he get LBW Shaw? Or can he get a bold? Will he be able to attack Pat Cummins? Shaw looks good, but can he attack at his pace? Can Shaw put up a show tonight and score off Pat as well? It's going to be Prasidh Krishna against Shikhar Dhawan. With his away deliveries, can he stop Dhawan and pick up his wicket caught behind by punt? Or with his change-up, can he produce a false shot and get a catch inside the circle? Another matchup would be Amit Mishra against Owen Morgan. Can he get him LBW? Or with his sliders, can he get a catch in the slips? How is Dinesh Karthik going to perform against the spin of Delhi Capitals? His innings will play a very important role. He can be that anchor role and he can be that aggressor near the end overs. At the death overs, when Delhi Capitals are batting, it's going to be Russell and Pat Cummins against Pant, Hetmyer and Stoinis. When Stoinis is bowling, Russell and Pat will try for that wide-ish Yorkers. The change-ups, can they stop Stoinis from finishing it off in style? Will they try to bounce out Pant? And can Russell stop the left-handers? He might come around the wicket and not give them any width on offer. Avesh Khan is another bowler to watch out for. He has been silently performing for the Delhi Capitals. Can he continue that good form against the middle order? How about Avesh Khan against Tripathi? Can he try that short delivery? Can he try the slow one? He's very good at it. Can he produce a false shot from Tripathi? Lockie Ferguson instead of Sunil Narain. Will that replacement happen tonight? Can Lockie Ferguson perform well for the KKR? Irrespective of the result, Delhi Capitals remains at number 3. For Kolkata Knight Riders, a win will boost their confidence and will hold them in good stead going ahead into the tournament. Till next time, stay tuned to Let's Talk Cricket. You can follow us on Anchor, Spotify, Instagram and Twitter.